We're starting the Sefer Sichos Horan, Rabbi Nachman's Wisdom, paragraph 1. These are the unofficial, informal shiurim that Rabbi Nachman gave, sometimes when he was traveling, talking to a person, that have a tremendous amount of wisdom in them. We know the Gemara makes a statement, Sichas Chulin Shel Tamidei Chachamim Tzrichen Limud. So these sichos, where he was speaking Torah, it's just that it wasn't an official shiur, there's a tremendous amount of depth and wisdom and advice and guidance, as we'll see. The first sicha, Rabbi Nachman begins quoting a pasuk in Tehillim, chapter 135, where the pasuk says, Ki ani yodati ki godol Hashem va'adoneinu mikol elokim. Dovid HaMelech says, because I know that Hashem is great, Hashem our master is great and greater than all the others. Dovid HaMelech used these words, Ani Yodati, because the greatness of Hashem that a person is feeling at any given moment is impossible to communicate to somebody else. A person cannot communicate to somebody else exactly what they're feeling. They can share a little bit, they can say something about it, but the true recognition and awareness and feeling that a person has about Hashem and towards Hashem is something that a person cannot express to somebody else. And Rabbi Nachman says a person can't even express it to themselves from today till tomorrow. Meaning that what a person is feeling on a given day, on a particular day, about their connection to Hashem, tomorrow is something completely different. And sometimes a person will feel an incredible high, a deep closeness to Hashem, and the next day feel nothing or something totally different. And the person says, like, why can't I just... And the answer is, yesterday was yesterday, today is a whole new battle. And what you felt then was something that can't necessarily be transmitted today. Today it's a whole new project. And that's why Dovid HaMelech said, I know, meaning what I there's a certain knowledge that I have, that I know it, and nobody else knows it. I can't share it, I can't duplicate it to somebody else, because it's something that can't be told over. We know when the Gemara speaks about the a rabbi-student relationship, the best student of the best rabbi, Moshe Rabbeinu and Yehoshua, the Gemara compares Moshe Rabbeinu to the sun and Yehoshua to the moon. A person who knows a little bit about how big the sun is and how tiny the moon is in comparison would say, wow, that's saying Yehoshua is a nobody, a nothing, a complete nothing. Not nothing. He was qualified to take over the leadership after Moshe Rabbeinu. But in terms of how much compared to Moshe Rabbeinu, the comparison, it's like the moon to the sun. We find the Gemara gives an example of one of the great rabbis, one of the greatest rabbis of the Gemara, who said, you want to know how much I learned, how much, what percentage of my rabbi's knowledge I acquired? Like a dog licking from the ocean. How much he subtracts from the volume of water in the ocean? Because this is how they understood the different levels and how even a tzaddik who is teaching Torah all the time to his students, he's teaching it to them what they can handle, what they can receive. But for them to mistakenly think, wow, now I know exactly how he feels about Hashem, you got it all wrong, buddy. You have no idea. What he's conveying to his students is a fraction of what his perception of Hashem is and of the Torah. That's the first part of that pasuk in Tehillim, chapter 135, pasuk Hey. Then the next pasuk continues and says, Kol asher chofetz Hashem oso bashamayim uvoretz. Everything that Hashem wants, he did in heaven and earth. He created in heaven and earth. Rabbi Nachman says, this pasuk is something completely, completely different from the pasuk before it, the pasuk we just quoted. What Dovid HaMelech wanted to give over in those words, I know, that's something that's not related to heaven and earth. That's a feeling that cannot be put into words, that cannot be conveyed into any words. It's nothing, you can't draw a picture of it. It's not megusham, it's above all materialism. It's something totally spiritual. As the Zohar HaKadosh says, in Parshas Vayera, page 103, the Zohar HaKadosh quotes a pasuk in Mishlei, where the pasuk says, Noida basheorim bala. Her husband is known to her within the gates, inside of the gates. It means that there's a certain, the her is the Jewish people, the husband, Kavyochel, is Hashem, who is known to us inside of the gates. The Zohar HaKadosh says that the word she'orim means gates, and the word l'sha'er also means to evaluate, to recognize. The Zohar HaKadosh says, kol chad l'fuman de'meshar b'libe, that when it comes to recognition of Hashem and a feeling for Hashem, it's to each and every, it's different between each and every single individual according to what that person is able to evaluate with his heart. Each person's heart is different from the other one, different emotions, different feelings, different ability to relate to things differently, and especially if we're talking about Hashem. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, Noida Bashorim Balo, that Hashem is known to each and every person inside the gates of his heart. Meaning again, and something that cannot be conveyed outside, cannot be conveyed to others. That inner feeling that a person has about Hashem.